This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back to Chief of Staff saying that some of the Dreamers may just have been too lazy to get off their asses. Just on the face of it, isn't that just a wildly offensive comment about these undocumented immigrants who are waiting for some kind of solution to come out of the city?
Look, the only person that's actually offered a solution is this administration. The president's been a champion of giving 1.8 million DACA recipients and DACA-eligible people a pathway to citizenship, and he's laid out a plan and a solution that actually addresses both Republicans and Democrats' concerns. I think it's hard to argue with that.
On the surface of that, sir, though, isn't it just an offensive comment, though, isn't it, just on its surface?
I think that's something you would have to decide for yourself.
Sir, the president's lawyers advised him not to testify before Robert Mueller.
Look, as we've said many times before, this is something that would be determined by the office of.
Of course, this is another one of those White House briefings, you know, with the press and Jim Acosta, featuring Jim Acosta, because he just wants to hold on to this stuff. I mean, look, let's put this whole Dreamer situation in perspective here, all right? You know, we were told, Scott, what, initially about 700,000, 800,000. Now it's, 1.2 million, or, and it keeps growing. Is it 1.8? Yeah, okay, 1.8 million people, because there were Dreamers who had a chance to sign up and say, okay, hey, look, I want to be a Dreamer. And they didn't feel like Dreamers. Okay, so they're not participating in the program, but even Trump, in his graciousness and understanding the holistic problem, says, okay, look at everybody, whether you signed up or not, which is, you know, again, it's all goofy because you keep making exceptions upon exceptions. And where is, you know, where is the rule of law here? And, of course, Acosta is talking about, well, we got kids in the military, and the whole framing of DACA, you know, a lot of people think, well, we're talking, you know, 7-8-year-olds. No, these are grown adults, 25, probably the 35-year-old adults that are included here in this situation. And Donald Trump did them a humongous favor, unlike what the previous president did, which they want to give him all kinds of credit. Thank you, Obama. What he did, he just created chaos. He created chaos because he abandoned the rule of law. On many cases, this is what President Obama did. And I tweeted out the other day that probably Barack Obama was the most lawless president in the modern era, when you think about it, what he did. And we're just finding out and realizing more and more things that Barack Obama did that has caused major problems. And DACA is just one of many. Remember, he told everybody, he says, hey, look, it, I'd like to do it, but it's not my job. You know, the Constitution doesn't afford me the opportunity to do this. And so what he did was he went around the law and obliterated it with his cell phone and pen and created this special class of not quite yet citizen. So it kind of like took him out of the shadows a little bit, but only a little bit. And Donald Trump says, look, let's legitimize this whole process. You know, it should have been in Congress. Now, where is Congress, Scott, in all this? How come they weren't yelling and screaming? Because you've got a separation of powers. Distinctly, there are certain things the executive branch does, certainly things that the legislative branch does. And in this particular case, the legislative branch was in charge of handling this Dreamers issue. And so what Trump does is, look, it, we're going to make it legal. We're returning to the rule of law. You know, this lawlessness that has been taking place, no bueno, okay? So let's get back to the rule of law. Let's send it back to Congress, have them work on the problem, and here we are. And in his generous and merciful consideration, we're not talking 800,000, we're talking 1.8. And then, of course, Acosta says, well, what about the military and all this? You know, we're talking 900 undocumented immigrants known as the Dreamers according to the Pentagon, are involved in the military. We're not talking a whole lot of kids here, and there's a special reason, because the Pentagon doesn't let you in the Army with exceptions like that unless you've got something to offer. So it is clearly merit-based, and it is specific. So, you know, we need to hold this in perspective, including the dreamers themselves. They cannot listen to what the media is saying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Because, you know, we can't do a job. These incredible professionals at the table cannot do their job unless we change, really, the legislation. And we're going to get it done. Frankly, I'll go a step further. If we don't change the legislation, if we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill gang members, and we're just talking about MS-13. There are many gang members that we don't even mention. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of. So we have to strengthen our borders, not by a little bit, but by a lot. We are so far behind the time. And by the way, the world is laughing at us because they can't believe these policies. They don't have it. I could name 15 of them right now. No other country in the world has what we have. And we're going to get it stopped. And if we have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety, and unrelated but still related, they don't want to take care of our military, then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown. Okay, Peter King.
Well, the game of chicken continues here. The President of the United States versus the Democrats going head-to-head over, you know, still the immigration. You know, Maria Espinosa, who's been on with us many times, her and her husband started the Remembrance Project to help us remember and keep to the forefront how many citizens have been killed at the hands of illegals who continue to come into this country. I mean, every time you hear about an illegal murdering somebody, it's not like they're here for the first time. They've been deported several times. There's been, you know, previous felonies that have been documented on them, and here they are, and they're back again. I don't understand where the outrage got is from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I mean, what, do they not care about American citizens anymore?
Well,
is that what they're telling us?
Well, yeah. You can even go further than that. The football player for the Colts.
Yes, exactly.
Just got hit and killed by a drunk driver, an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm. And he had a couple felonies already on him. He had been deported, and now he's back. To kill an American citizen.
Well, where's Black Lives Matter and things like that? Sure. Shouldn't this become an issue now that, hey, come on, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So the question shouldn't be in that situation. The question should just be, you know, why was he here? Mm-hmm. Why was that person here? Mm-hmm. And it's not, and that's the unfortunate thing about it.
Well, because of the political hot potato that it has become, you know, we have lost our minds in the process. You know, you've heard me say, my old mentor, you certainly tell me, say, sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And I think this is what's happened to progressives. They're just so open-minded that their brains are falling out, and it's like, hey, you know, what's that hanging on the side? Oh, no, oh, yeah, that's right, that's part of your brain. It's hanging out. Because you've been so open-minded and you're not even reasonable here. You cannot justify people breaking our laws, but, you know, I guess you can, you know, as I said in the previous segment, when you have a president who obliterates the law time and time again, and this is what we're finding out at every turn, you know, Barack Obama, I mean, you know, I had, you know, that whole discussion when Barack Obama so boldly says, we've been a scandal-free administration. I'm proud that we are a scandal-free administration. It's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, what do you think? We're like all in a stupor. You're part of the men on black team that you've sprayed your magic pen with the gas that causes everybody to lose their memory. Is that your power? You know, you're the new black Jedi, you know. Come on, you know, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's like when people celebrate that they didn't lie.
Yeah.
You didn't lie to me? Bill, I've been scandal-free for 37 years almost. Hey, celebrate it, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, what happens is they start telling them, you know, telling themselves that. And it starts first, they start thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I've been pretty good about this, you know, I've been virtually scandal free, and then he goes to Michelle and goes, "Hey, what do you know? I think we've done a good job here. You know, we've been scandal free." She goes, "Well, of course, honey. Of course, Barack. You're exactly right. Joe Biden. You know, and then you know he's away with it, and it just starts. It starts building into a snowball to where now he goes and he says, "Well, you know, it's working within the echo chamber of the you know of where I travel. So now let me throw it out there on the mainstream media and put it out there like a matter of fact, and the mainstream media picks up on it, and they don't even challenge it. Oh, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. See, and this is where the mainstream media loses credibility with stuff like that, Scott.
To be fair, they didn't challenge much over the 8 years.
Well, they were consistent in not challenging anything. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. And now to the point, what, you know, you and I talked about this before, early on, that the tentacles of all this, you know, Russian collusion and everything, we're going to find that one of the strings leads directly into the Oval Office. And now, what are they saying this morning? You know, it looks like Barack Obama is, well, you think? I mean, how much discovery did that take? I mean, you could call that one for all the, as we've been saying, all the landmines that Barack Obama left behind. I mean, when George W. Bush came in, all they did was, you know, kind of harmlessly, the Clinton administration took all the W's off the keyboard. You know, kind of, you know, a collegial, you know, silly thing. Although I'm thinking, hey, look, we paid for those keyboards. Now we got to buy those keyboards all over again. I don't know. Is there a warehouse for W's that you can go to when people take all your W's off your keyboards?
Yeah, you can replace just a single, depending on what kind of keyboards they are,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, this is government stuff, you know. So do you think they're going to replace a W, or are they just going to say, new keyboards for everybody?
I'm guessing they just buy a new $15 keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, being that they know it's the government, they'll probably be, rather than $15, they'll probably be about $150 a pop.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, hey, do you want a shower curtain with that? We've got shower curtains for $10,000 here. You know, we can make that happen for you too. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But you know, like I said, you know, a little harmless jesting, harmless, you know, relative, compared to unmasking and opening up top secret evidence to hundreds, you know, hundreds of people within the administration having access. And what Donald Trump said early on, and you're not hearing the mainstream media go, oh, my goodness, you know, Donald Trump was right. You know, they were he said wiretapping. Well, of course. Well, you know, like you said, well, I didn't lie. Well, not exactly. I mean, you know, but you lied. You were deceptive. But, you know, it's like you're splitting hairs here. And so this is Jim Acosta, CNN, all, you know, the resistance, everything. He said wiretapping. You know, it's like, what a moron. They don't wiretap anymore. You know, kind of, well, you know what we're talking about. You know, as my mother would have said, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And she'd give you that look like, you know, and you're an idiot for even bringing that question up and doubting, you know, because it demonstrates to you how disconnected from reality that you are. But, you know, okay, you know, the president didn't use the exact term that they do in the modern technological era, but wiretapping, and look at, they surveilled, you know. So now we got to, okay, we can't say wiretapping, got to use surveilled. Same thing, right? They got into the man's business when he was a citizen, and all the other people that they violated their privacy on. And it's like, you know, you watch them. Their heads are bowing. They're just like hoping, oh, gosh, keep the light of transparency away from me because I cannot be exposed here. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez. Oh, yeah. Why? You can have your fortune told.
Singer for the Temptations. We're going to talk more about him coming up with James Hurston. James Hurston, I mean, we know him as a legal analyst, media commentator, and best-selling author, but unless you've really, if you've been paying attention, you know that James is quite the musician. And he was, he played with the Temptations, also the Pointer Sisters. Incredible career, so he's so multi-talented. He's one of these guys you look at and you go, man, you make me sick. You shouldn't be gifted with that much talent. And on top of that, you're a white guy, for what that means. Just kidding, okay? Don't get upset. But you know what I mean. But Dennis Edwards, I had a chance, Scott, I had a chance to bring him on stage at Disneyland when they performed. And this was when Papa Was a Rolling Stone came out. And it was just incredible. And then, actually, before that, first time I saw him was a Hollywood, California, concert nightclub. On Sunset Boulevard, and when they came out, and Dennis had just replaced David Ruffin, we've got the very smooth sound of the Temptations, if you remember, for those of you that do, back in the 60s, songs like My Girl, it was very stylistic. It was a cool sound. Now, Dennis Edwards comes on as the lead vocalist, and you're going, okay, what's going to happen, with the Temptations? How much is going to change here? I mean, everybody loved David Ruffin, so what's going to happen? Dennis Edwards comes on, and oh my goodness, I mean, he sucked all the oxygen out of the room. It went crazy. He just ignited the Temptations, and it brought this new, just pulsating, funk sound that was incredible. And I remember when they came on stage, they like came running, and they were just, it was just, like I said, it was very kinetic and unbelievable. People were not used to seeing anything like this at the time in the early 70s. And boy, what a treat. And Dennis's just breadth of talent displayed throughout that period of time on the Temptations. Of course, one of the songs, and we talk about it a little bit more at length, and you heard a little taste of it, a song for Leon Russell's big hit, A Song for You. And that song is not an easy song to sing. I mean, you got to really have the chops and the giftedness to be able to carry that song. And Dennis Edwards brought an interpretation of that song. It's just real special. James talks about that, and that's going to be coming up. But I wanted to share that with you. It just brings back some old memories, and especially Pop Was a Rolling Stone. I'll never forget is in my old disc jockey days in Los Angeles. Actually, this was before. I think I was in high school at the time, and thinking, maybe radio is a career, maybe an option for me. Because it was either that or the priesthood, believe it or not. I was still, dealing with that that pull in my life. But, I'm listening to the radio, and Wolfman Jack, of course, Wolfman Jack in California, at that period of time, you could hear Wolfman Jack over just states. I mean, his voice just went all over the country, it seemed like, back in the days, even before satellite radio, because he told me, because we got to be friends down the road, and we ended up working together in Los Angeles, ironically enough. But he's doing this bit, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and he's playing, he plays a song, that is Papa Rolling Stone, it's 8 minutes, 32 seconds, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Of course, the phone rings, and it's Jose, and Wolfman goes, who is that? And he goes, it's Jose, Wolfman. I want to play a song, you know, for my girlfriend, and, you know, and I really want you to do this. Can you do something? Yeah, Jose, I'll take care of you. What do you want to hear? He goes, can you play Papa Was a Rolling Stone? And he just went, it's like, ah! You know, he did all this big hype about how it was an exclusive on XERB, you know, and all this stuff, and I related to him about that. He goes, oh, don't tell me that story, because I told him, I'm in high school, and I'm listening to this. He goes, oh, man, he goes, you're really making me sound old. I said, you know, just great bits, and I'll never forget that with Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and but Dennis Edwards, may rest in peace, and like I said, coming up, James Herson is going to talk more about him right here on Bill Martinez Live. You know, let us know your thoughts, you know, people that have influenced your life musically, and, you know, we're happy to share this. And big thanks and shout-out to our imager, Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, who keeps all these things together and, you know, and makes us sound wonderful and, you know, comes up with these great ideas for us to share with everybody. Hey, Scott, what do we got here today? We got, you know, today's, you know, all the wave all your fingers at your neighbor day. I mean, it's like, is this like Mr. Rogers or something? Is that what this is all about? Wave all your fingers? Or is that just to kind of neutralize the one finger that is too often waved?
How do you normally wave, I guess?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's a good question. You know, inquiring people want to know. I mean,
it's one of those days that, it doesn't make sense.
Right. Okay.
I think every time you wave, or you're supposed to do both hands, because yeah. That's just weird. If somebody waves at me with two hands, I'm going to...
Some of these days come up, and it's like you wonder where they're born out of, like some hallucinogen or something. Maybe somebody got a hold of a bad apple or whatever.
Well, I think if my neighbor lady starts waving at me with two hands, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna tell Robin, hey, honey, can you call the medics? We gotta get her committed.
Something's going on. Well, and today, you know, we've got, of course, Valentine's Day coming up, guys, in case you forget or you want to forget. It's Rose Day, so we're kind of leading in. I mean, what is this? Oh, kind of like,
so buy roses before I have to buy roses?
Well, it just says Rose Day, so I guess maybe just get one, you know, and kind of like a preview of things to come, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Okay, all right. Well, just say these are things you share with us, and you're doing this. And also National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. We need one of those, you know.
It's very important. It keeps the Italian and American relationship, or Italian American relationship, going well.
Well, plus we love fettuccine Alfredo. You know, I mean, you know, why not? You know, it's you know, with or without tortillas, man, fettuccine Alfredo is killer. Okay, now, all right, explain to everybody, because today is Small E Day, and they're probably wondering, Small E Day. See, things you learn here on Bill Martinez Live, absolutely free, because we're that way. Okay, so Small E Day, what's up your sleeve on Small E Day?
E is for Euler's number, since somebody here said I was saying the name wrong. So
yeah, Jason the genius. Yeah, because he was locked. Wasn't he locked up in his room for endless hours? He couldn't do anything but just like read the encyclopedia. Is that what it was?
I don't know, but he it's Euler, and he's a Swiss mathematician. Mm-hmm. Small e is the constant e, and it's the first two numbers are 2.7. So on 2.7, they celebrate a small E day, which is Euler Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got that down, ladies and gentlemen?
Because that's kind of kind of important too.
Well, it's a violation. It's got to be small E. Yeah, without a doubt. And it equals MC squared, right? Euler's Day?
Yeah, I think it's the E that's in E equals MC squared, yes.
Okay, very good. And of course, this date in history, 1960, the Beatles come to New York, right?
Yeah, well, you'd probably be able to talk more about that than I would.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. You're such a young thing.
64. I wasn't around.
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah, remind me. Okay. Well, it was wild. There's, you know, four guys with long hair come in and they start and ignite the British invasion. How well we know. And
they want,
you know,
to hold everybody's hand, right?
Yeah, that too. And three chords and away we go, ladies and gentlemen. They got women screaming, fainting. You know, kind of like what happens with you when you go on stage. You know, they just yell, scream, and they throw things at you that you think, well, this is stuff my mother warned me about. Well, you know, what am I doing? I'm subjecting myself to this.
Yeah,
kind
I think
of crazy.
My yelling and screaming and throwing things that are thrown at me are a little bit different than what the Beatles were.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez live.
And this is why we all got to bind together. I mean, if we're the United States and this is the government up for by we the people, look at the commandment is on us. The obligation is on us to take our rightful authority position and get this country back on track. Jenny Beth Martin with us, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, speaking of which. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be back with you, Bill.
Always good to have you here, you know, talking about our government, holding them accountable. And, of course, right now with all this investigation, what's going on with the Department of Justice, the FBI, gosh, Jenny Beth, this is an absolute mess. You know, and I keep thinking, you know, in that scene with Colonel Jessup and a few good men, you know, you can't handle the truth, you know, or, but is America ready for the truth? Because Donald Trump is tenacious to this end, because if we're going to get this country back on track, we really need to know what we're dealing with here.
You need to know what we're dealing with. And what we're hearing this morning on Fox News about the latest text from the FBI and the fact that it appears that President Obama was aware of what was going on with spying on on Trump.
Private citizen, yeah, I'm right.
Right, on a private citizen, on his competing, opposing political party's nominee for president. And this is not, it wasn't spying at that point because they still did not have the FISA warrant, but they were trying to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we said from day one, Jenny Beth, and it's not to, you know, I mean, this thing was so obvious that this was being, controlled through the Oval Office and orchestrated. I mean, think of all the players that you've got involved here. You got James Comey, you got Loretta Lynch involved, of course, Hillary Clinton's in the middle of everything. So the list is long and distinguished. This is our government that we pay for in action. And, I tweeted out the other day that, it's hard to kind of admit this, but Barack Obama was probably the most lawless president in the modern era that I'm aware of. And I know that's a big claim there, but at every turn, you think, wow, we had Fast and Furious, we had the, Black Panthers at polling stations, one thing after another, DACA, immigration, how they turn that upside down, the list is growing. And then, he tells us at the end of his administration that there wasn't one scandal in his administration. I'm going, whoa, what world in America was I in?
It's like in Star Wars, these are not the drones you seek.
Correct.
I think that it certainly, he's the most lawless president that I can remember. And don't forget the congressional exemption from Obamacare as well, which was illegal and lawless in itself. One thing that we have been saying at Tea Party Patriots for years is that we have to get back to the rule of law. We have to respect the rule of law. We have to hold people accountable when they are not following the law, especially if they are in positions where they are implementing the law or holding other people accountable, like, say, the FBI or the Department of Justice. And if we don't correct that and we don't get us back into a point where we actually respect the rule of law and the laws mean something in our country again, then it will be worse. It paves the ground for someone else to come in and be even more lawless. And I don't care which party it is.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It's wrong.
Right, without a doubt. And what the Tea Party Patriots is doing now to make sure that this is up front and center, that people understand what's going on, is you've just released an ad exposing Rod Rosenstein. Tell us about that, Jenny Beth, because I do want to play this ad quickly for our audience.
The ad is an attempt to make sure that people know who Rosenstein is. He's the deputy attorney general, the deputy attorney general. He's the one responsible for giving Congress the information Congress is asking for, and he's been stonewalling Congress. He didn't even give them the information until he was threatened with contempt of Congress. It's time to hold people accountable. He needs to either do his job or he needs to resign and get out of there and let someone who has the guts and the courage to be held accountable by Congress to do it.
Now, the Tea Party Patriots is releasing this ad, right? You're responsible for this.
Yes, Tea Party Patriots Action has released the ad, and we have played it in the D.C. area, and then we've done a digital ad buy nationwide.
Excellent. And, of course, we're going to play it right now. Scott, let's play the ad.
Rod Rosenstein, a weak careerist at the Justice Department, protecting liberal Obama holdovers and the deep state instead of following the rule of law. His incompetence and abuse of power have undermined congressional investigations, led to stonewalling, and tarnished the credibility of the Department of Justice. Time for him to stand up for the rule of law and stand up for the American people. It's time for Rod Rosenstein to do his job or resign.
Well, I'll tell you, it's to the point here. When you think about the deputy attorney general, these are the holder of the keys of, of the rule of law, are they not?
They
or
are.
Or is he not?
And
yeah, go ahead.
Well, yes, he is. And he's acting like he's the latest example, but we saw this with Koskinen, the former IRS commissioner. We saw it with Lois Lerner. We've seen it time after time after time. Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. The act is this. they are accountable to no one. And the fact is, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and part of the Constitution says that Congress has an oversight responsibility, and they are accountable to Congress as Congress exercises that oversight responsibility. And I'm tired of it. I want it to end.
Well, you know, and what's confusing for we the people, Jenny Beth, is that here it is, Eric Holder, the then Attorney General of the United States of America, the keeper of the keys, and we're talking the golden key, and he's held in contempt of Congress, and they're going, well, so what happens here? I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi, if you remember, got excited with Karl Rove and said, hey, you know, we could arrest you. You come in because you were held in contempt. Well, what about Attorney General Eric Holder? I mean, he's scot-free running an activist group in California these days.
Exactly. And so it's an example of people who are not elected who think that they don't have to be accountable and that they can just thumb their nose at Congress. And if we allow this to stand, if we create that as a precedent, then there will never be accountability for all of these bureaucrats and the people who are appointed and then confirmed by Congress,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's time for it to stop. And this is why we have put the ad together.
Mm-hmm. And you got to keep the pressure on them because the mainstream media is not helping us. I mean, it is their responsibility. This is their reason to exist, is to pursue the truth, to be, you know, bastions of the truth on behalf of we the people. And it's unfortunate. I mean, we've lost, as you mentioned, the three-letter agencies of our government have put themselves into question here because they've been weaponized and politicized like nothing in my lifetime. And we talked about some of this stuff early on, you know, with Richard Nixon. But, I mean, this is Watergate. This is Nixon on steroids. And it's coming to you, you know, from the Democratic Party. So it's not, you know, as you said, Jenny Beth, I mean, this is equal opportunity. I mean, this is just politics that happens. But if we the people do not maintain our authority position as a government of, for, and by the people, well, then you've got this madness in Washington, D.C. that exists today, right?
That is exactly right, and it's why we're running the ad. Call the Justice Department, tell Rosenstein to do his job or to resign.
That's it. That's our political action for the day. You know, we're not talking about going in and painting a bunch of walls, ladies and gentlemen. This is something you can do in, you know, in just a couple of minutes effort. And this is what we appreciate about the Tea Party Patriots is there. You go to their website. They make it easy. Remind everybody where they should go, how they can activate their citizenship and be a part of the solution and not the problem, Jenny Beth.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. And look at this week's call to action. We've got the phone number there. We have the talking points for you so you can take action and be involved.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
3 vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if you wanted to fight?
You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bill Martinez.
Back with America. Bill Martinez here. As always, a delight to have you along with us. Also a delight to have the one and only James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always. Hey, over the weekend, when I heard of the passing of Dennis Edwards, immediately I thought of you, and I didn't want to bother you right away because I knew that you and I were going to be talking about Dennis Edwards and, you know, the temptations I was mentioning to you when I was in LA radio, invited to a special party when I, you know, first saw him live, and then subsequently at Disneyland, and got to bring him on stage. And you know, this was during the Papa Was a Rolling Stone era, just a terrific time. And what a showman, what a voice, huh?
Yeah, and I think a little bit underappreciated. You know, I have a bias, of course, and it's mm-hmm. because I worked with him practically every night for about 2 years, and he was type of, matter of fact, there was a song that he sang, was a Leon Russell song called A Song for You. It's a ballad.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
when we did that in the show, it would start out with just Dennis out of time and myself playing a grand piano, kind of in the old school style.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to follow him and really listen closely to his nuances. And he performed it different every night.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
his singing, the power of his singing, together with the dynamics where he was able to go to a whisper,
mm-hmm.
I really never heard any singer like that, and I think he's the best singer I've really ever heard. And mm-hmm. because I listen to him every night, and when he came with the Temptations, it was in the late 60s. You remember the original lead singer's name was David Ruffin.
Right, exactly.
And David Ruffin was essentially fired from Temptations. And when Dennis came with them, along with Dennis, a new producer named Norman Whitfield came along. And what it did to the Temptations was similar to the period in music history where the Beatles went from being a pop group to this new creative force when they did Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. When Norman Whitfield and Dennis Edwards got involved with the Temptations, it launched this new sound, which people look back on it. It's really very special. Papa Rolling Stone was a Rolling Stone was the pinnacle of that sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of these hit records, Cloud Nine.
Cloud Nine, exactly. Yeah, all that during that
psychedelic
area, yeah.
Shack.
Yeah.
I Can't Get Next to You. There's others, and one of the last night in that area was Shaky Ground. I'm Standing on Shaky Ground, and it was a quintessential moment in music history, and it in great part due to the fact that Dennis had this background in his Christian home. His father was a minister, and he became the choir director. His parents forbid him from doing anything but gospel religious music. As a matter of fact, the first group he sang was The Mighty Clouds of Joy, a kind of famous gospel song.
You're right.
So he had this emotional, gritty voice that he developed in church and brought that together with Norman Whitfield's idea of this airy production that was with longer songs and kind of, you know, that late 60s, 70s influence, being more creative and telling stories in a different way. And I think it changed music. And these songs still are people's favorites, you know. And so when Dennis, when I found out, it's always different than when somebody passes away. But I felt like writing a tribute. And to me, it was thinking of playing every night and him singing a song for you where the last line is, and when my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone and I was singing my song for you, you know. And this guy was just a font of happiness. I mean, he was, I've been in the recording studio with him, and he would relax everyone. He was all joking around and in a very lighthearted way. And also, he, at the time I knew him, he was dating Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, wow.
And he ended up marrying her, but because of my relationship with Dennis and his relationship with Ruth, I ended up working with the Pointer Sisters and playing with them, too. And so this has been, you know, it's just an amazing part of my life that Dennis and his fellow Temptations, when we were playing a concert in Chicago, introduced my parents to the crowd, had them stand up and put the spotlight on them. That's kind of classy, brotherly people that they were, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And so it was a wonderful thing, and I know the Temptations are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they got a lot of accolades, but Dennis could have been a superstar by himself, easily. Just didn't, you know, the stars didn't align for that. But he had all of the talent to do that. And you listen to that, those lead vocals, every one of those songs I mentioned, he's the lead vocalist.
Exactly.
It's so unique when you hear it come through, you know, the speakers. It's just, it's an amazing thing. So, yeah.
Well, as you say, a song for you, that's not an easy song to sing. I mean, you have got to have the goods to tackle that song. And some people might think, well, a guy like Leon Russell and, you know, but again, they didn't quite appreciate the genius of one Leon Russell. But for Dennis to have the capacity to be able to handle that song, and particularly, you know, and going back and you consider the Temptations and, you know, with David Ruffin, you had My Girl and Ain't Too Proud to Beg, all those early hits that they did, Get Ready, you know, I Wish It Would Rain, you know, and it just was a real special, the way you do the things you do. And then there was a clear demarcation, because when Dennis Edwards came in as the lead singer, now you get this funk that comes on the Temptations, and it was like, you know, it really almost like being born again for this group, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good way to describe it. Yeah, and that's what made them such a super group, because they had all together, you know, in the 60s, this string of songs. Probably the most famous is My Girl. And all of those, which you could just imagine, a concert with the Temptations, they had a section where they did a medley of hits.
Mm, yeah.
The medley went on for a long period of time, you know, and they couldn't even put them all in.
Right, right.
But that was like, yeah, it was a new birth. And that's why I analogize it to the Beatles, because when the Beatles hit the Sgt. Pepper era, all of a sudden they had a whole new direction that led them ultimately to Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, the Temps had this new direction. And the Temps, they, you know, as many artists did, Song for You was a cover song.
Mm-hmm.
They fell in love with Leon Russell's song, and they made it into, you know, their own, where Dennis would sing lead, and the other Temptations would just do the background harmonies. But in the beginning of the song, it was just Dennis by himself. And you're right, it's a challenging tune.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have recorded it, but I dare say Dennis is clearly, he really nailed that song.
Yeah, one of the finer interpretations of the song, and that's what you look for. And also, the other thing I noticed, James, in the transition between the two, if you remember back in the 60s, they all had that kind of soft movement, and it was all choreographed very smoothly, the whole deal. And when Dennis came on, the Temptations were energized. I mean, they became much more kinetic on stage. I remember seeing them, as I said, at Disneyland the one year when they came out with that album where Papa Was a Rolling Stone and A Ball of Confusion and all that. Oh my gosh, there was so much energy. I mean, the people just could not sit in their seats.
Yeah, and the songs themselves, I believe Norman Whitfield co-wrote those songs.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. They had an energy and a focus that was new, and an extension and use of instruments that weren't normally associated, with rhythm and blues. And it did. It definitely reinvigorated the Temps. And even in the 70s, I mean, Melvin Franklin, the low voice, was fighting arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to warm up so that he could do the choreography on the stage. They were already getting older, and so they had to modify their choreography a little bit, make it tighter. But the one thing, they were always consummate, classy entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who started the group, Otis Williams, still is out there touring. It's like Otis and his sons, kind of, because he's
right.
Got all these young guys touring with him. More of a nostalgia tour. But he's a smart businessman, and he was able to keep that group together. Most of the time, the core of the group, and he was able to get incredible musicians. As a matter of fact, two of the musicians that I've worked with have already passed away, and I mentioned them: James Jamerson Jr., who was the son of the legendary James Jamerson, who played bass on all the Motown hits. Smokey Robinson, The Supremes, Temptations, Four Tops. It was that driving acoustic bass. And then the guitarist name was David Williams. And David Williams is best known for playing the guitar part on Billie Jean. Michael Jackson.
Oh,
Billie
yes,
Jean.
Exactly.
That
wow.
Guitar that goes... That guitar part, which David was known as a rhythmic picker.
Wow.
And that was perfect for that high energy, you know, for songs like Full of Confusion and I Can't Get Next
exactly.
to You.
Well, we got to wrap it up right there. James, what special memories, and thank you for sharing and putting into perspective here one Dennis Edwards. May he rest in peace. Thank you so much, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure. You have a wonderful week.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked.